Episode 19, The Origin of the Shaking Tent by Isaac Murdoch. There was a man who was in despair because his daughter was dying from a mysterious illness. All he could do was make the wigwam comfortable for her and try to remedy her with the knowledge that he knew. As her illness progressed, he decided to go fast for the medicine to save his daughter's life. He did not receive a vision for what he was looking for and decided to prepare for his daughter's death. He thought he would like to make her a real nice set of clothes for her final travel to the West. He made a trap with wood and a heavy deadfall. He placed fat on the string that was holding the tension to the pin that was holding the weight of the tree. Once the animal chewed the string, the deadfall would come crashing down and kill the animal. Once this was done, he was going to take the fur and make his daughter something nice to wear for the afterlife. He quickly caught an animal in his trap. It was a fisher. When he approached the fisher, it began to speak to the man, as it was only trapped on the toe. Fisher told the man, "Please let me go. I have small children to feed, and they are waiting for me to bring back food for them." The man said, "My daughter is very sick, and I am trying to make her something nice to wear for the afterlife. But since you're still alive, I will let you go." The fisher told him, "My grandfather knows very strong medicine. He may know of the cure that is needed to heal your daughter. I will go ask him and we'll be back tomorrow." The next day, Fisher came back and told the man that he did speak to his grandfather, and that his grandfather had certain instructions for him. The instructions were to insert 7 poles into the ground in a circular position with 4 rings circling the poles and to cover this wooded frame with birch bark. He was then instructed to wait inside there until nightfall. When nightfall came, the man looked up at the sky through the opening at the top of the lodge. He could hear singing and people talking through the top of the opening. He noticed that the stars on the Big Dipper were gone and that many lights were dancing in the sky. These lights came through the top of the lodge and it began to shake. The man was humbled and sat there and prayed. A voice told him the cure that his daughter was looking for. He also instructed the man to build this kind of lodge when looking for cures or answers from the spirit world. The voice told the man that this was gifted to him for sparing his grandson's life. Before long, the lights and songs began to fade back through the hole at the top of the lodge, and the Big Dipper was restored. The spirits took Fisher up with them and turned him into stars that we now know as the Little Dipper.